Cinco de Mayo in the Woods by Sophia. We are in the Wenatchee grocery store, and my dad is getting a large pack of Mexican beer. Got enough beer there, Dad, I say sarcastically. Almost, he replies. We then pile back into the car and drive off. Finally, we pull up into the gravel driveway and park the car. Mom shoots into the kitchen to prepare the food. We're a little bit late, she says. It's a Cinco de Mayo, and almost every year we go up to our friend's cabin to celebrate. Well, mostly the parents just drink beer and eat food. What I like most is when we get to play in the woods. In the backyard, there are a crowd of grown-ups drinking and talking around a fire. Me, my brother, and our friends, Kyle and Lucas, go into the TV room to watch a movie while my mom and her friend cook the food. When the food is ready, Mom yells for us to come outside and eat. We all scarf down the enchiladas. After that, we sit around the fire and eat marshmallows. I run inside and grab my strange Latin CD. I pop it into the player. When there are no marshmallows left, we run into the forest and get a game of tag going. Kyle hides, and me, Alec, and Lucas go looking for him. It's really dark, and we didn't have any flashlights. Sometimes we would chicken out and go back to camp, where we would get some hot chocolates. When it is time to go to bed, we all pile into one room and try to get some sleep. But the grown-ups are too loud. Mom, tell them to shut up, I yell. Finally, when we get to some sleep, it doesn't last long, because it's already past midnight.